Good morning, everyone. Bonjour. Thank you for attending this Canadian Pork Council press conference. I think we have everybody in. Bienvenue. Merci d'être ici pour la conférence de presse du Conseil canadien du porc. Mon nom est Céline Bourbonnais. Je vais nous guider aujourd'hui lors de cet événement. My name is Céline Bourbonnais. I'll guide us through this event. Just a few housekeepings. If I could ask you to turn off your cameras and mute your lines, that would be much appreciated. We will be using the chat box to ask questions later on. Donc, si je peux vous demander de fermer vos caméras et mettre vos micros en sourdine, on va utiliser la fonction de clavardage pour poser des questions par après. Donc, on va commencer. We'll start without delay. Rick Bergman, Canadian Pork Council Chair and Manitoba producer, will first make a statement in English. Mr. Bergman's statement will be followed by a statement in French by René Roy, Canadian Pork Council's first vice chair and Quebec producer. Donc, le président du Conseil canadien du porc, Rick Bergman, s'adressera à vous en anglais. Et ensuite, René Roy, premier vice-président du Conseil canadien du porc, prendra la parole en français. I will then invite media to use the chat function to ask questions if they wish to do so. Canadian Pork Council spokespeople will be available after the conference to conduct interviews as needed. Donc, j'inviterai ensuite les médias à se servir de la fonction clavardage pour poser leurs questions. Les représentants du Conseil canadien du sport seront disponibles après la conférence pour faire des entrevues au besoin. Mr. Bergman, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Céline. And for all those that are joining this morning, we thank you very much for making this a priority for you during this time. So good morning, and thank you for taking the time again to be with us this morning. My name is Rick Bergman. I'm a producer from Manitoba and the chair of the Canadian Pork Council. The Canadian Pork Council represents the views of 7,000 hog producers. So before I get into all of this, I have to tell you how much we are hurting. COVID-19 has made a bad situation worse for our hog producers. So the financial and the mental health of my fellow producers in a precarious position. My message to all those that are listening here, to my fellow producers, don't be hesitant to reach out to your friends, your fellow producers and neighbors. We're in this together, and that is the only way we're going to succeed, is if we stay together in this. COVID-19 has pushed the pork sector into a free fall by disrupting supply chains and driving down the prices of hogs. The market devastation caused by COVID-19 will only increase as a pandemic drags on. And that's a huge dark cloud that will linger over our heads for some time. COVID-19 has quickly pushed farmers into a negative cash flow position. Their market returns don't even cover the cost of operating the business. So it's important to remember what that business is. We are feeding people. That's plain and simple. We raise pigs to create safe, high quality protein that Canadians can rely on. While initially it looked like the markets might strengthen and the consumers undertook panic buying in grocery stores, prices have since undergone some of the fastest, deepest declines on record as demand shifted from food service to retail and processors, reduced capacity, or closed plants. Ironically, we have a short-term situation where producer prices are falling because of oversupply and consumer prices are rising because of shortages. That said, consumer prices, while increasing still further if hog producers are forced off their farms and pork production declines. The market prices in Canada have fallen by a minimum of 30% since the start of this crisis. The effect on isuines, so the 24, 25-day-old baby pigs, has been horrendously drastic as well. Many of these have turned into a zero value in the marketplace when needing to sell them. And that causes a big problem. Producers across our country expect to lose approximately $675 million. Individual producers are expecting to lose about $30 a hog for every hog marketed that they're selling this year. You know, and in some regions, the head loss is going to be more than that. The per head loss is looking at more than $50. So this really can't be maintained. We've heard from others in regards to the essential service that we provide and the critical importance of food security for our country. So again, the CPC recognizes that government has attempted to provide additional support to Canadian businesses during this pandemic, but the support is wholly inadequate. It's not good enough, and it addresses the challenges. It really doesn't address the challenges, really, that hog producers are facing. We are facing a cash flow crisis. It's nothing less than that, and it's impacting our viability. Pork producers have seen their inventory value decline to almost nothing. So leaving nothing to secure debt against. Really, without emergency support, they won't be in a position to repay their existing debt they already have, let alone any additional debt taken on during the crisis. Farmers are really struggling and to respond to the use of tools to the disposal to limit the impact of their farm, their family, and their food supply. We're really out of options, and now's a time when there's extremely hard decisions that have been made to decisions like aborting sows, resorting to welfare slaughter. Really, these are becoming very unavoidable, and that's a very big challenge for us. Hog farmers, consumers, public service, and elected officials all agree that this is an unacceptable situation, and that something must be done. So, unfortunately, the government's response to date has left farmers questioning how committed it is to protecting Canada's food supply. Farmers need the government and have requested to the government to take emergency action to help farmers pay their feed and their fuel bills, to provide some confidence that there's a future in ensuring consumers have access to ready supplies of Canadian pork. Our government doesn't need to reinvent the wheel, folks. They have all the tools they need to fix the problem. But there has to be a political will to help us who create food for the country to consume. Without action, family farms will be threatened. They are threatened already. The risk of our food supply disruption increases, and so does food insecurity. Supplies tighten and food gets more expensive. We cannot let this industry fall by the wayside because of government inaction. Canadians deserve better, and that's why we have you on this call today. We need you to help us get that message out, get it stronger, because we're very, very vulnerable right now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bergman, and thank you to everybody asking questions in the chat box. I really appreciate it. We're going to get to them after we hear from our first Vice President, René Roy. René, la parole est à vous.
Bonjour à tous. René Roy, je suis producteur dans la région de la Beauce au Québec, premier vice-président au Conseil canadien du porc. Merci de prendre le temps aujourd'hui de vous informer de la situation des éleveurs de porc au Canada. Pas seulement parce que c'est important pour nous, les éleveurs, mais parce que le secteur est d'une grande importance pour le pays. Le secteur porcin est le quatrième plus grand secteur de l'agriculture au Canada, avec des ventes agricoles directes de 4,1 milliards de dollars. Nous voulons continuer à nourrir les gens d'une protéine de haute qualité et nous voulons continuer de contribuer au développement économique de notre pays. C'est ce qui nous anime et c'est ce qui nous passionne. Et on ne vous cachera pas que malgré tous nos efforts, les temps sont durs depuis l'éclosion de la COVID-19. Les marchés sont extrêmement volatiles, même en temps normaux, et depuis le début de la crise, ils ont pris un tournant de valeur. Il nous en coûte davantage de les nourrir et s'en occuper et que ce qu'on peut retirer lorsqu'on les vend. Ce qui est encore plus frustrant, c'est que la demande de notre viande de porc est aussi forte qu'en janvier dernier, sinon plus. Nous sommes dans une situation où on ne peut presque plus élever nos animaux parce que ça nous coûte très cher d'acheter la nourriture. La COVID-19 a un impact sur toutes les facettes du secteur. Les transformateurs ici au Canada et aux États-Unis doivent suspendre leurs opérations en réponse à des éclosions de COVID-19 au sein de leur établissement et à cause d'un taux d'absentéisme accru de leurs employés. Puisque les usines ne fonctionnent pas à pleine capacité, c'est beaucoup plus dur pour les entreprises et de notre côté, nous devons payer beaucoup plus. Nous sommes beaucoup moins payés. Puis, nous avons perdu dans les derniers mois 30 % de la valeur de nos animaux. Nous sommes dans une position où l'ensemble du risque repose sur nos épaules. On fait ce qu'on peut. On utilise tous les moyens qui sont à notre disposition. Malgré tous nos efforts, nous sommes dans une crise financière qui fait en sorte que nous ne pouvons plus assumer les coûts qu'engendrent nos fermes. C'est une situation qui semble perdurer dans le temps. Les prix canadiens ont déjà perdu 30 % en avril pour le porc en engrais. C'est encore pire pour les porcelets qui ne valent presque plus rien. Et c'est seulement lorsque nous pouvons trouver preneur. Les gouvernements parlent de l'importance du système d'alimentation. Par contre, très peu d'initiatives concrètes sont proposées pour aider les éleveurs de porc. Les programmes gouvernementaux de gestion du risque ne sont pas adéquats en temps normaux. Ils le sont encore moins en temps de crise comme nous le vivons actuellement. Nous demandons au gouvernement un paiement direct de 20 $ par animal pour qu'on puisse continuer à prendre soin de nos animaux, les nourrir, payer les factures et pour qu'on puisse continuer à produire la nourriture, surtout en ce temps de crise. On entend régulièrement qu'on n'a pas à s'inquiéter d'avoir assez de nourriture pour se nourrir au Canada. Canada ne peuvent plus affirmer qu'on n'a pas à s'inquiéter. Nous sommes inquiets pour l'avenir de nos fermes. C'est maintenant le temps de passer à l'action. Nous avons besoin d'accès à des fonds d'urgence d'ici la fin du mois. Merci de votre attention.
Merci beaucoup, M. Roy. I have a lot of questions coming in the chat box. J'ai beaucoup de questions. On va essayer de toutes les adresser. We'll try to address as many questions as we can. So the first question, are you getting any positive response from the federal government? Mr. Bergman?
Thank you, Celine. We've had a lot of conversations with our friends in government, and I will say I'm hopeful. If you're a farmer, you're always going to be optimistic. So I'm optimistic that we're going to have some resolve. But right now, we really need to hear a strong signal from our federal government that they support all the hard work that pork producers are doing across the country. So we are waiting for that strong signal.
Thank you. Another question. Have producers started or will they start to euthanize animals?
Yes, I'll address that as well. So in Eastern Canada, it's unfortunate, but there was a situation where some market weight hogs ready to be converted into pork didn't have a home. They had to be euthanized and to be dealt with, and it's really a sad story. As we go across the country, as long as if you're a fair to finish model, you have processes that are able to take your product, it works, but it's working at a loss. If you go further west and in some other regions of Canada, where there is isoine farms, so people that are exporting baby pigs, they are not able to sell their open market pigs anymore. And that is a drastic concern.
Let's see, next question. Given challenges being faced south of the border, is there any consideration being given to detaching Canadian prices from U.S. prices?
Mr. Wall, would you like to answer that?
Or you will have to repeat it, please.
Given challenges being faced south of the border, is there any consideration being given to detaching Canadian prices from U.S. prices?
It is work that we are doing since a time now. We have worked on it. But it's two markets that are really close together, And there is a lot of importation exportation between the two borders of the market. So it's of the countries. So it is something that we are considering. We don't have all the answers today, but in the emergency, what we are requesting from the government is really to find solutions, helping us to find solutions of the liquidity crisis that we are living now.
Thank you, Mr. Wah. And I'll just add to that. Right now, our house, our figurative farmhouse is burning down. Now is not the time to think about windows or what color of paint we're going to paint the house and how we can improve it. It's burning down right now. So we really need a response on finding a solution for that. So we need that. We need that the fire crew to show up and put a lot of water on that, because right now every day is making a big difference on the farm. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. I take it that a set-aside program, which the cattle industry is suggesting, doesn't really work with hogs.
Yes, correct. It doesn't work. And it hasn't worked for quite some time. Otherwise, we would have pursued that. And again, our product is one that, when it's ready for market, it's in real time. It has to move. So right now, we're seeking emergency measures from our federal government.
Thank you. Can you elaborate on the difference in per head loss? Both $30 and $50 was mentioned. Can you elaborate on the difference?
Yes, there are regional differences. I will start. And there are regional differences because the loss is based not only on the revenue, but also on the cost of production. So it varies from one region to the other in Canada, both on the revenue side and the cost side. So this is why there are some variation in the loss that producers are incurring.
Next question. Could you explain how we ended up with an oversupply of hogs but shortages for consumers?
Well, so it's not an oversupply. What we have to remember is, just like all of our worlds have been, all of your worlds on this call have been altered by COVID-19, it's also created issues with our world on the farm. We don't have an oversupply. The world is seeking pork from Canada. The challenge is if there's a processing issue, or again, if there's an inability to send product to a processor, or again, in some farm models where their focus is on exporting baby pigs, those are all the big challenges. So again, whether you're a farrow to finish model or you're a model of exporting isoenes, we're all being negatively affected on our cash flow, and we're losing significant equity day by day.
Thank you. What specific actions, solutions from government would best support Canadian hog farmers?
Mr. Wall, please.
What we are requesting is a $20 per head support. There is an equivalent for piglets and so on, but just to keep it, to keep the discussion simple, it's an equivalent of $20 per head per hog. And it's what we're talking is direct payment. There are different tools that are available to the government. We have several options that would allow to find the quick solutions that are available. But first, we must hear the signal of our government that they are willing to help us going through this crisis. And this is not a matter of month, it's a matter of day. If you want to add anything, Rick?
Go
ahead.
Maybe I can continue with the second question, but completes the first question. You said government has all the tools it needs to fix the problem. Can you elaborate on what those tools are?
Well, they certainly have tools like AgInvest, like some of the other programs, like the TAP program. It's not our job as producers to tell them how they should administrate and help us. Our job is to ensure that they understand the crisis that's occurring right now on the farm. So they do have some programming. I would say some of that programming were great in the 1980s, but we're not living in those days anymore. So those need to be adjusted, some of them. But right now we need an immediate cash infusion to ensure that further devastation does not occur on farms.
This government was really keen on helping farmers in good times. How do you suggest we encourage them to support you in bad times? Do you have anything further on this?
It's a very good question. All of you on this call have an opportunity to help producers across this country. As you listen to all the things that are being said now, I'm sure you'll want to contact people within the region that you're in and get further stories. They're bleak, they're dark, and they're not pleasant, but that's the reality of where we are today. So we actually seek your help in helping us get the message out and get it loud enough so that our federal government hears it in a real way.
Can you explain why the smallest pigs now have little or no value at all?
Sure, I'll take that call, that question. So these smallest pigs, a lot of them will be exported into the United States of America, and it's a great model because isoenes would be sent down there, they would be raised there, and they seek our product because of the biosecurity and the health of the animals that we have here. The unfortunate thing is COVID-19 is having its way with a lot of processors in the United States as well. And what happens is with those processing plants closing down, it eliminates further processing for several weeks within that plant. And that creates a big backlog. So the U.S. finisher is not able to send his animal to the processing. So that means he's got no room to take the isoenes that he's been counting on over the years out of Canada. So that is the problem, and it's backlogging, and we're fearful that the problem is going to get worse versus better.
I will add to this that there is also piglets that are harder to sell within Canada because of the uncertainty on the market. And that's a reality that some farmers has to face on a real way and a hard way, because their normal buyer is not willing to buy anymore. And in these circumstances, nobody wants to buy. So it's some of these pigs are just stuck in the farm, and you, as producer, we cannot wait 3 months and keep them on our farm. They are growing. Our buildings are not designed for this, so it's a real problem.
Thank you. I'll take a few more questions. I don't know if we'll be able to get through them all. If we don't, please get in touch and we'll get you individual interviews, okay? Next question. What is the current state of demand in secure from the processing industry?
I think Renee and I will both answer that one. Renee, please, you can answer first.
Just to make sure of the question, to answer it well, it was about the demand for the processor?
I see the current state of demand in secure from the processing industry, yes.
Okay, so the demand is challenged right now, especially on the slaughter capacity. This is clearly a challenge that our processor, our buyer, are living through right now. We are doing our best on our side to support them by keeping our animals longer. So it costs more because these big animals eat a lot, and we don't sell them, so we don't get the revenue out of it. But it's not a matter of the demand of our meat. It's really a matter of slaughter capacity in the in in the medium term, short, medium term, and the uncertainty that comes with it. So as soon as we have a slaughter capacity that is enough, it's not the problem that we may face. It's really a matter of income and being able to stay in business from a producer side. If you want to add, Rick.
Yes, thank you. So slaughter capacity is altered dramatically, not because necessarily of the plant itself, but again, when you've got employees that have been affected by COVID, then they stay home, and they should stay home if they're ill. The challenge with that is now you're doing less work and you're able to process less animals. And that's what Renee was focusing on, is that specific challenge when there's a plant that used to do a certain amount of slaughter or harvest in a day, and if they can only do 30 or 40 or 60% of that, are the pigs on the farm are still growing, and that causes this backlog and challenge that Renee is referring to.
To build on that, can you speak to what kind of oversupply of hogs you're seeing right now? In the East, is the backlog caused by the AML closure cleared?
I may speak on this one. I don't have all the numbers for East of Canada, but just to I can give you the figure. Last Friday, it was 92,000 hogs that were in backlog. So it will take time to recover this quantity of pig into the slaughterhouse. So we are planning that it will take several weeks, either even months, to recover the backlog. But I don't have the figure for all provinces. But it just to give you can imagine that in Ontario there is also a good proportion of backlog also.
I'll read one last question, and if we didn't get to you, we will get back to you privately, okay? Last question, how much is the CPC asking for?
So again, as mentioned earlier on by Renee, first of all, I'll say we know how business works, and we know the risks of business, so we can understand the ups and downs, and we take those on the chin, but right now there's so much devastation going on. We need an immediate cash injection of $20 an animal in order to help our producers pay their bills, pay their employees, look after the flow of their farm, and again, continue to secure food supply for all Canadians.
Yes, the support that we are requesting from the government is not to recover the loss. It is to be able to go through the crisis. I think it's important. We are in business. We know what it is, but we want to continue to do what passions us, which is feeding people. And for this today, we need help.
I want to take time to thank everybody who was on the call. Merci beaucoup à tous ceux qui se sont joints à nous. Thank you for taking time to really understand what's going on in our world. Donc, merci de prendre le temps de comprendre ce qui se passe dans le monde des éleveurs de porc. If you need additional information or if you'd like individual interviews with Mr. Roy or Mr. Bergman, please get in touch. My information is in the chat box. Si vous voulez des entrevues individuelles avec Mr. Roy, Mr. Bergman ou quelqu'un d'autre, mon information est dans la boîte de clavardage ou sur la vie média. Vous avez reçu. So thank you again for your time and have a great day. Merci beaucoup. Passez une belle journée.